doing here?
Me? I was just, coming to pick up some, vitamins. What? Oh, yes, of course we have vitamins at the drugstore in our neighborhood. These are just specialty ones. What kind? It doesn't really... Wait, why are you here? And wearing a lab coat? Are you working here now? Since when? You never mentioned it. Well, that's true. It has been a while since we've had time to be alone together. I'm so sorry, baby. I've just been busy and feeling a little under the weather. No, nothing serious. Yeah, right. Right, that's why I wanted the vitamins. Oh, is that the intern from your mother's work behind the counter over there? Sheila. Wait, the Sheila? The one who caught us having sex? She's chill. What does that mean? She's the one who actually got you the job here. Okay, what did she say when you talked to her about, you know, us? No big deal. She's easygoing. She's easy something, all right. I just don't know. She's kind of been giving me the death glare this whole time we've been talking, babe. I think she likes you. What do you mean you two are just helping each other out? Babe, she's blackmailing you. Saying she won't tell anyone about us if you help her out with her exam prep? How long has this been going on? Well, why didn't you tell me? I don't like it when you keep things from me. Especially important things like this. Oh, I'm not mad. Yes, I remember I told you to do whatever it takes to keep her quiet. I just meant... I don't know what I meant. It was a stressful moment. No, not having sex with you. The fact that... You know, you came inside me. That's not what we're talking about here. I just don't want this girl taking advantage of you. You're too naive sometimes, babe. It worries your mom and me. I know that. I'm obviously not your mom. Look, I don't want to upset you. As long as you're telling me the truth, because... You know how important that is, that we're always honest with each other, right? And as long as nothing's happened between the two of you during your study time with her, then that's fine. Well, I mean, like, nothing physical. What now? She kissed you? What the fuck? It was just pretend. Are you fucking kidding me, babe? Oh, this is me being calm. I could have a fistful of her pink hair in my hand right now, but I don't, do I? No, this has nothing to do with me not trusting you. Seriously, you literally just told me you two kissed. Well, fine, she kissed you. Semantics, babe. You should have left right then and there. She was just trying to make her ex jealous. I'm sure that's what she told you. It's a line, babe. She was coming on to you. Okay, well, did you actually see her ex anywhere around? Of course you didn't. And does she text you and chat about things other than school? Has she asked you out? Not even to coffee or a concert or a dinner study date. You're studying with her over dinner tonight. But that's just it. It is a date, babe. That's her way of easing you into a relationship with her. Really? And what if she comes on to you tonight? Okay, but what if she says she'll tell your mom about us if you don't, you know, fuck her? Well, I'm so glad you've got it handled. Nothing at all for me to worry about then. Yes, of course I'm being sarcastic. What? A customer needs your attention. I thought I was a customer. You know what? No, fine. Go on. No, it's fine. I don't want you to get in trouble at work. Fuck, he just doesn't realize how adorable and attractive he is. This is crazy. This is not what I intended when I walked in here. I just wanted to get what I needed and leave, and can't get it with him working here. Or her. Where did she go anyway? Jesus! You startled me! No, I don't need any help. Thank you. Sheila, is it? It's on your name tag. I was just wondering if you could... I beg your pardon? Menopausal meds are in aisle 2. That's not what I was going to ask. You get a lot of requests for it from women my age. Oh, sweetie. I suggest you stay in school if you think I'm menopausal. Or maybe that pink hair dye is frying your brains. Look, sorry about that. I'm just having a hard day. No, there's nothing I need here, thank you. Besides, your coworker was already very helpful at seeing to my needs. He always has been, and he always will be. So, would you mind telling him that I had to go back to work? But I'll talk to him later, after his boring study session that he's dreading tonight. Yeah, that's what he said about it. You will be a dear and let him know. Thank you. That should take pink-haired Sheila down a peg or two. But fuck, where am I going to get a pregnancy test on my lunch hour now?